It's tough times, I should say, for homeowners here in the United States, and it seems that the problem's spreading.
This is the Radio Newsreel. It's a contagion spreading around the world. It started in America, but now no modern country appears safe. Millions of people fear that they or their loved ones could be the next victim.
That's not a real newscast, John, just in case you were wondering.
I love this program. We scour the world to find imaginary news to bring you.
But it really could be. It really could be a newscast because the U.S. housing crisis, it seems like it's contagious. Economists say problems are cropping up all over the world. Let's take Ireland, for example. They're having a problem there where the real estate boom was on a 16-year run. Prices, say experts, are 30% higher than they should be. What does this mean? Well, like thousands of Americans, buyers there are left with mortgages that are higher than their homes are worth. The New York Times' Mark Landler's covering the story. Mark, how is the housing situation here affecting what's going on overseas?
Well, it's making matters worse. In some of the countries like Ireland, which you mentioned, they already had a major problem. They had a huge oversupply of housing, and their housing bubble actually popped before we had in the U.S. the subprime problem. But what the subprime problem did is basically create a credit crisis to go along with a housing oversupply. So now you have too many houses, and banks are no longer giving people mortgages in places like Ireland and Britain. So what were pre-existing problems are now made much, much tougher for these countries.
And you make a point what I thought was just fascinating. Britain's mortgage debt is higher than in the United States. And
yeah, Britain's mortgage debt as a percentage of its total economy is higher, not by a great deal. And by the way, that's true of a couple other countries in Europe as well. The Netherlands has an unusually high percentage of mortgage debt. And usually this is basically in every country that has a fairly well-developed and sophisticated mortgage market, which Britain, you know, really does, probably the second best after the U.S., you've seen this tremendous growth in credit. And that, of course, is extremely problematic now when the credit standards are being tightened and banks are beginning to turn people down.
What's interesting about that, too, is Britain is really not the worst of it in Europe. Ireland, as we mentioned, but also you talk about Spain.
Yeah, Spain, maybe from a supply point of view, may be the worst off of all the European countries, because what you had in Spain was a combination of a lot of immigration, people coming into the country, foreign workers, and then you had an absolutely huge holiday market where you had people from Germany, Britain, even Ireland, who had a lot of money because their own housing prices were rising, were investing in and building vacation houses on the Spanish coast. And in Spain in the last decade, there have been 4 million housing units built, which is more than Germany, France, and Britain combined. So what you have in Spain is just a huge oversupply of housing at a time when the economy is slowing. The same mortgage problems that are happening in the U.S. and Britain are happening in Spain. And so, you know, there's a country where they could have a correction that's much tougher than what's going on in the U.S.
And you add on top of that that there are some estimations that unemployment in Spain will go from 8.6 this year to 11%.
Well, the housing market accounts for a huge percentage, relatively speaking, of the Spanish economy. Residential investment, something like 12% of the total economic output of Spain. You know, by comparison, it's 5% of Britain and 4% of the U.S. So when you have a standstill in construction, which is what they have now, you're talking about thousands of people in the construction industry being laid off. These are also, by the way, the foreign workers, many of them are the foreign workers that came into Spain because these were very well-paying jobs. And one of the issues that both Ireland and Spain worry about is if these workers decide there's no reason to stay in these countries and go home or go somewhere else, it will further depress the housing market.
That's interesting. You know, Mark, one of the things it seems to me we're experiencing here, and I wonder if you agree or not, you know, we've heard that the banks are globalized, that the sense of risk and the ability to lend money is a kind of a global phenomenon because banks, you know, conduct business cross-border all the time. I'm wondering if what we're seeing is a kind of a manifestation of one of the effects of that, as suddenly real estate value has no sort of local meaning. It's really connected to a kind of global sense of risk and value, and that it's hard to live in your little community and be insulated from these kinds of things.
You know, it's true that it's magnified that effect, but it's worth noting that previous downturns in the property market have been international in nature, and the reason for that is not actually dissimilar from what you said, but the root cause of most housing bubbles is easy money as measured by interest rates. And in general, when the Fed cuts interest rates, as it did at the beginning of our upswing in housing, many other central banks followed, the European Central Bank, even central banks in Asia. So what you had was a global easing of the money supply, which then created these bubbles, more or less coincidentally. And then, as you say, the whole household finance industry and the credit industry has globalized.
Well, we're all in the same bloody boat then,
Mark,
right?
We're all in the same boat. Yeah. It got expensive for the same reasons, and it's plunging for more or less the same reasons.
Well, thanks for joining us. Mark Lenley of the New York Times on housing as a contagion sweeping the world.